AA4GH. Good evening to all.
Radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag queue portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag queue portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over and see if we have anybody else over on the Echo Link side. Say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And W2AMD, he's in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And N4JRB, that's Mr. James, he's over in Greer. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there at River Falls. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And K4HNR, that's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK. That's Miss Kim, they're up in Asheville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And N4AHO, Master Doug, he's down in Walhalla. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Now we'll go over to the EchoLink stations. I got three EchoLink stations up. We'll grab those, and then we'll see if there's anybody else. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, here is Kilo. To Lima X-ray Delta Marsh, coming to you tonight from chilly St. Petersburg, Florida, and not Callahan Mountain, back down in Florida. Back to you.
Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel Gus, in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K2LXD, Mr. Marshall, coming from St. Petersburg, Florida tonight instead of Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. I hope you have a good time down there in Florida. You be careful out there on your travels. Also like to say good evening to AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus. He's normally in southwest Florida, but he's up in Raleigh tonight, at Raleigh, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gus. Hope you're doing well, and you be careful on your travels as well. Got one more EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Yankee Hotel, Yankee, Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. Alrighty, then we'll go over to the RF sections now, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Trina, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Greg, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County. Be Navy Native, 73 on the net. Tell Miss Joy I said hello.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo. Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Check in Kilo Quebec 4, November Lima Uniform. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. And 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2 MJB, Mark Simpsonville. Also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP, also here in Simpsonville. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. We'll be in and out and 7-3 to the net.
KI4DOS. This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. 80 Simpsonville, and I'll be in here till the roll is calling over.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I just want to make sure.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra. This is Robert in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group of folks. I had a double right there at the very end, and I missed one. So if I don't read your call back, try it again. I'd love to get you in the log tonight. Net would like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt over there in Inman. Sounding good as always there, Walt. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope you're doing well. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And Joy said to tell you hello right back. She was standing here in the shack with me when you checked in. So we got that message passed. Hope you're doing well. And then we've got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4NLU, Mr. Ken, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you're doing well. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Mark. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Eddie. Hope you're doing well. And then here's where we had the double, and I got KQ4OAS. That's Mr. Robert down there in Piedmont. So I missed one station, so additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo. Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo.
This is Danny.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KQ4NHB, Mr. Danny, down there on 25 South. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Danny. Hope you are doing well there, young man. You and Robert must have, Robert's your son, right?
Yes, sir, he sure is. I'm just as proud of him as any man could ever be, and I think we did hit it at about the same time.
Well, I got you both in the log. Thanks for being with us, and I don't blame you for being proud of your son. I'm proud of both of mine. But anyway, we got you all in the log. Thanks for being with us. Let's see here. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Joy, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Easily. No traffic, and I'll be around for RagChew, and I'd like to bring along Echo Charlie. He comes along by telephone relay, and hope you and everybody's having a good evening, and call me for RagChew, KC4SKD.
From Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet, Bill, and Catherine. I've been negative and negative.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Gale 4, this is Chris Liberty. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Mr. Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. And Larry brings along his brother Randall in 9TEC via telephone relay from Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda and Randall we said hello. And I will be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we've got KK4TRJ. That's Mr. Bill, sounding good from Cowpens. As always there, Mr. Bill, appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. He's over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KK4SMV, that's my buddy Dale up there in Ellenboro. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. Let's pause for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Drew, if you do not have voice capabilities on your Echo Link. If you'll send me a text message via Echo Link, I'll get you up in the logbook over on our net this evening. But I see you up on the Echo Link screen. I'll give you one more chance to try it with the voice. If not, send me a text message. Well, maybe Drew will send me a text message in a minute. And additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
4DOS. N Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Stephen Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS.
Check in and out.
KI4, VLW Randy, KJ4, CRL Linda, in Asheville.
DOS. And Gary, please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Mr. Wayne, everyone on that.
For DOS. And Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve, he's over there in Inman. Hadn't heard you in a while, Steve. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Sue we said hello. And again, hope y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, he's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Greetings to the net. If you will, please check in. Whiskey X-ray, number 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny. I'm out of Gastonia. Been a while, 73 a while, and I'll be out after a formal.
4DOS. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. I don't know if I checked in out of turn or not. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel, location Travelers Rest, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening. The WX4DAT, Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Hope you are doing well. And then we've got N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. Jerry, you're not out of turn. You're right where you're supposed to be. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. And Jerry, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And then we got NY4G, Mr. Ariel, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ariel. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
check in and out. Alpha, Echo 4, Bravo Mike, AE 4, PM, Ben, Mobile, and Anderson.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AE 4, BM. Mr. Ben is at their Mobile around Anderson this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ben. Hope you are doing well, and be careful out there on the Mobile. Have a safe trip. We'll move up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Ben? Gary and all the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. And Gary, I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello.
KI4DOS. To Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. And I know my signal sounds very tinny, but I hadn't figured out what to do about it just yet, but maybe it's readable enough to log me in. But we're negative and negative. Over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4EZN, Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there in Taylor's. Gene, you are perfectly readable there, young man. It is a little high-pitched, but it's not too bad, and we can't understand you, so not a problem. But I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel, Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KC4EZN, did you say KO4 or KC4? Is it your mouth or my ears?
I'm going to say one way or the other, but if I said KO, I apologize. I know it's Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. So, yeah, if I said it wrong, I apologize, but I don't think it's your ears. I don't know. I do make mistakes there, young man.
Well, sometimes I don't hear right either, so let's just call that even, Gary, and have a little bit of fun with it. KC4EZN.
Hey, Harry, I'm doing. You take care. And again, I apologize. All right, let's see here. Well, let's move up to the very patient group on Wednesday night, the India's Rulima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
KOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4DOS.
Check in KO4LAU, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Quebec. Martin up in Tumaki. No comment, no roundtable. Thanks for calling the net. 4, DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And I hope everyone has had a good day. What a nice day it was. 7-3.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening. KK-4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KO4LAQ, that's Mr. Martin up there in Tomasi. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Martin. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, or y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. For DOS, please check in November 2, Oscar Golf. That's Scott in Greenville. Nice to hear you on the radio, Gary. I'll be negative and negative listening to the swap net. And if I can get a radio check, I just set up a new radio, see how it sounds. Thanks.
DOS. Can you please check in Kilo Oscar, I'm sorry, Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N2OG. Mr. Scott over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hadn't heard you in a long while. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And the radio sounds really, really good. It sounds like you're sitting here in the room with me. You're full quieting into the repeater, and it's just you when you talk. So I appreciate you being with us and hope everything goes well for you. NHR, Mr. Connor, over there in Greenville. Connor, I've already checked you in one time. I got you on the pre-net check-ins. You use the computer this evening or sometime today and checked in that way, but we got you in the log. But thanks for coming by and doing it RF. I just didn't want to write you down twice because that wouldn't be fair. So anyway, we got you in the log and hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling in tonight. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Everyone on the net, appreciate you holding the net and getting us together on a Wednesday night as normal, Gary. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments, Gary. 73, you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a double right at the very start of that. And I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then I got AK4HR, Mr. Mike. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Mike, while I got you, what's your Olin's call sign? Have you got it yet?
Was trying to remember that as we speak. I really appreciate y'all meeting us up there to do the extra testing session this month. But it's KQ4OFJ, Oscar Foxtrot Juliet. Over.
I written down. I'm going to try to remember that if I ever hear him. Next time you talk to him, tell him I said congratulations and glad that he's got his license. And he better check in with us next time he's up in this area.
Let him know for sure. I've talked to him a couple of times. I didn't check him in today, or I would go ahead and relay him in. But I will, for a future note, talk to him and find out if it's okay to relay him in. But, yeah, he's tickled pink that he got his call sign. He's been calling me and asking me. I've given him an HT, gave it to him just to get down there for his call. So he's been experimenting a little bit, which is exciting to see him excited about ham radio.
I'm always happy that somebody gets their license, and they're all excited about it. But anyway, thanks for letting me know, and again, tell him we said hello, and make sure he checks in with us next time he's in this area. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. DOS, this is Kilo, Quebec, 4, November, Sierra X-ray. Kilo, Quebec, 4, November, Sierra X-ray. Raymond and Travis Rest checking in.
4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KQ4NXS. Excuse me, I got that wrong. KQ4NSX. And that's Raymond and Travelers Rest. Did I get that right that time?
This is my first time transmitting from Baham. It's a new license, I'm a newbie, and I was trying on my base unit, and for some reason I don't think I've transmitted. I don't think I have something set up right on it. This is just a handheld that I'm using right now, and I finally got through, so I guess I got something I've got to figure out on my base.
I've heard you on your base, but I think you double with someone else, and both of you coming in there at the same time. But anyway, I'm glad you got your HD working, and we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you as often as you can make it. This net starts at 9 o'clock each night with a different net controller. So you can come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. And congratulations on getting your ham license. Welcome to the hobby. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter DOS? I got November 4, and then you cut out, and you're mobile in Greer. Give me your call and name again, please.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry.
Booming in that time, N4JBM. I just did not quite catch your voice first go around, but I got you in the log, and like I said, you were booming in the second time. You were down in... kind of down in the noise there for a minute, but you came back up and you are really booming in. But thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight, Jerry. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI-4-DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4-DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag queue, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4-DOS. KI-4-DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an MFJ-998. That's a full legal limit automatic antenna tuner. He said you'll have to buy an interface cable for it. He's got one, but he's using it on another tuner. But he would like $300 for this MFJ-998. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu Tempo 1. That's a HF transceiver. He has the transceiver, the external VFO, and an external speaker, and he said he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And MUP is looking for, got a fellow looking for a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. They will put an outside antenna up at his house, and they would like to find a half-wave, 2-meter vertical antenna. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu ST840. That's an HF transceiver. They would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. 3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. It would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's an HF transceiver. There's a microphone, the manual, the box that it came in and everything, and it would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And we got on the swap desk flip tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an M-squared, 2-meter, 70-centimeter beam antennas. They're about 2 years old. They're used for satellite work, and they would like $400 for them. Does anyone need any fields?
Yes. N2OG here. Can I get some contact information for those 2-meter satellite antennas, please?
Let's see, W4CWF. Mr. Colin has that. He's up there in Mill Springs. You can reach him at 828-899-7112. Copy.
Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Roger.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I hope you and Colin can get together on that. Thanks for asking. And, folks, that's the way we work it. If you want some information, just ask, and I'll get it to you. Well, that's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. That's all I had on it for this evening. I appreciate all you folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, before we start to write you. Call KI4DOS.
KOS. Miyawaska Whiskey, K4RW. Richard Greville, no traffic, no round table. Good to hear you tonight.
There, Brother Richard, K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Staying warm and staying dry. Anyone else, before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Up on the clean, shiny, dry stump is KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here at Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS in the net. This is KC4SKD. Well, I've been working on the car a lot and just about got everything done. The only thing I lack is there's some bolts deteriorated on the plastic nose and they broke, one of them broke, so I've got to replace them. I want to put stainless ones back in the place, but I was going to start it tonight, but I didn't have enough coolant. So I guess I'll have to get some on the way home from work tomorrow and start it and check it out. But I tell you, it's been some more experience here changing the radiator in this little thing. But I'll be glad to get it done so I can get back on the radio to and from work.
Hey, I'm sorry that thing has been... we'll say a thorn in your side, so to speak. But I don't blame you. I enjoy working on them when I can. Of course, if you've got a garage that you can work in where you're not in the elements, that's a whole lot better. But sorry you've had so much trouble with that thing. They don't design those things for the average lay person to work on anymore. I think they do that just so you have to take it back to the dealer or something. But I'm glad that all is going well, and I'm sure you will really appreciate all your hard work and your effort when you have the radio in the vehicle, so you can talk on the way to and from work again. It makes the ride a lot shorter that way, doesn't it?
I really miss being able to talk on the radio. But, you know, my dad and I worked on cars a lot over the years, and sometimes I don't mind it as long as things are going well. I learned a lot, and I found and fixed some problems that were going wrong with it that I didn't know was happening, like the wiring harness and the engine compartment. Some of the clips are broke, and the wiring harness was falling down, so I'm fixing that back, and you know, just anything that goes back together gets improved in some kind of way, so it'll be a lot better once it's done. But other than that, we're just hanging around the house here and trying to keep things fixed. And Rhonda cooked some poppy seed muffins the other day. We enjoyed eating them, and everybody comes in and out. Every once in a while, she'll fix a dessert or something like that, and it's really good.
Well, you know my weak spot. I love to eat. but I'm glad that she made you some muffins, and you have really enjoyed those. You said something about going back with some stainless steel bolts. You know, that's pretty smart, going back with stainless steel. They don't rust. Of course, if you have to change both sides of it. If you don't, you'll have dissimilar metals, and they'll oxidize and cause you all kind of grief. You know, the nuts and the bolts. But if they're the same, you got a stainless steel bolt and a stainless steel nut, you don't have any trouble after that. When I put my tower up, it had galvanized bolts, and I threw every one of them away. And went and bought the stainless steel and put them in there, and I haven't had any trouble with it yet. Of course, I haven't had to take it apart or anything, so hopefully I won't have to do that.
Man, and another thing that I do is I buy some of that anti-seize lubricant, and I use that, just about every bolt I take off, when it gets put back on, it's got that anti-seize lubricant on it. Especially things like exhaust manifold bolts. Sometimes they're the worst.
They are, too. I can remember my first vehicle. It was a 1951 Plymouth with a flathead six in it. And I was going out there to change the spark plugs and do a tune-up on it. You know, back then we had points and condensers and all of that stuff. Not like it is now. But I started taking a spark plug out of that flathead six. And it broke, and the only thing left was the part down inside the block. And I went in and told my dad, and he said, "Have fun." And I said, "You're not going to help me get it out, Daddy?" And he said, "Nope. You broke it off, you get it out."
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's when things are not fun when you're working on vehicles, is something like that happens. But I know, as crazy as it sounds, sometimes I actually enjoy it if things are doing well. And one other thing that comes to mind is my dad was talking about when he was a kid, they didn't have money to buy antifreeze. And on the winter nights when things were going to freeze, after they got home, they'd have to go out and drain the radiator and drain the block and then fill it back up the next morning.
Hey, the older folks, your parents, mine, and our grandparents and all that, they did what they had to do. Yeah, we take, I do, I'm sure, I'm not sure, but I feel like you may. But we take a lot of stuff for granted that, that our parents had to really struggle with. And we don't really think about it a whole lot until something like that comes up. But I would hate to have to, you know, if it's going to get below freezing tonight, I'd hate to have to go out there and drain all the coolant stuff out of my vehicle and then fill it back up in the morning, because I might be running late in the morning, and I'd hate to forget it, and then that'd ruin the whole engine. You know, everything would lock up on it. So, yeah, we really got it pretty easy, I think.
Yeah, Dad's got story after story to tell about the things that they had to do back then that we don't have to do now. Anyway, good talking to you, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and I'll let you get back to the net, and maybe some more check-ins come along. KI4 DOS in the net. This is KC4SKD.
Well, write yourself a note to pick up some antifreeze on your way in tomorrow evening from the workplace, and that way you'll have it when you get ready to finish that project up. I'm sure you'll be glad when it's done. Yeah, but it does give you a good feeling, you know, once you get something like that there torn apart, put it all back together, and you get it back together and everything works the way it's supposed to, it gives you a real good feeling. But we'll be looking forward to hearing you here shortly on your morning trips and your afternoon trips to and from the workplace. Tell Rhonda we said hello. Enjoy those poppy seed muffins, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend. You have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS, calling to Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be in and out.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4CWF, Mr. Colin, up there in Mill Springs. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well. And Colin, gave your information out to a fellow just a few minutes ago about those beams. He said he'll be calling you, so there you go. You'll be expecting a phone call here in the next little bit. Hopefully not tonight, because it's getting kind of late, but anyway, just to let you know, but thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight. Let's see who. Next up on the rag queue list is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
4DOS. Goodness, it's been a very nice day here today. It was so nice today that my neighbor, next door neighbor, came over and asked that maybe could I please help with her her patio gate. The darn thing was stuck and would not open. Well, so nice that it was a pretty day. That's all I gotta say. I'd hate to be standing out there in the cold working on metal parts, you know, with the wind blowing as it was, you know, just days ago. That was a bunch of fun. And I came in and I thought, I'm gonna sit here with my cup of coffee and I'm gonna warm up. So I turned on the computer and I went to YouTube and I browsed through some of my, what do you call them? The channels. Yeah, they call the channels. Call them channels. And there's a watchmaker on there. And I hadn't watched one of his videos in quite some time. But he was, I looked through his videos he'd done since, oh, maybe a year ago when I watched him. And beautiful story. He had an acquaintance who, well, no, it wasn't that. He was interviewed on a local television station about his watchmaking or watch repair is a hobby. So, you know, human interest story. And it was seen by this lady. Her dad had just passed away, left him her Apex Explorer that he got back in 1962, I think it was. So he approached, or she approaches him and says, could you possibly see about getting this fixed for me? I have had it to the local jeweler. The local jeweler sent it to Rolex. Rolex won't touch it, and the jeweler doesn't have the parts or the materials to repair my dad's watch. Well, the video is about an hour. It seems to go by in about 15 minutes. It is that kind of thing. You're frozen to the screen. Your eyeballs are frozen to the screen. And time just flies. He takes that Rolex apart, and I've done this type of work myself, so I can really identify. What is extraordinary about his videos is the time he must put in to set up every shot. Because you, as a viewer, need to understand the complexity, the delicacy of the touch necessary to get some of these parts out of a watch that, the crown was left, they have screw-down crowns, and the crown was left open, and she did, or he did some, some lobster work, you know, the lobster cages that they do. So it was not dunked in the water, but there was a lot of water splashing. It stopped working. Well, he took it on, partly because of the lady's story about her dad, and decided that he'd take a risk. And it was, I don't know how long it took to do this, over a month of days, I'm sure. And he got it done, and he did an excellent job, just an excellent job. Only had to replace about 7 parts. Anyway, had a lot of fun watching that. And as I said, it just flew by. The hour, and my coffee cup was empty, and I thought, gosh, that must have been longer than I thought. I don't drink coffee that fast. KK4JBQ.
Goodness, Larry, I'm so glad that you enjoyed that movie. I don't know if you ever watch Antiques Roadshow. Joy and I watched that on PBS every once in a while. And one day they had somebody had a Rolex watch that belonged to their dad, and they were showing it off, and they said that whoever was, you know, looking at it, the authority there, said, you sent this off to be repaired. She said, yeah, I sent it back to Rolex. How did you know? He said, well, they changed this, and they changed this, and they changed this other. You know, they upgraded it. He said, had they not done it, it would have been worth more money. So, that lady's fortune was fortunate enough that Rolex didn't fix it. And maybe that, since she had someone else do it, and I'm sure they used the correct parts and all of that, but they didn't do any upgrades. So it's probably worth more money now than it would have been had the company repaired it.
That up, and I watched Roadshow myself. Donna and I really enjoy that. We wouldn't miss an episode. We've been watching it for years. And that is, I knew this beforehand, of course, that is something about sending it directly back to Rolex. They insist the important thing is the dial. They do work on a watch. And oddly enough, that cuts the value of the commercial value of the watch in half. Having worked in the watch repair business myself, 3 different jewelers, I was well aware of this, but I'm just glad you brought that up. So now a few more people know that if you have, it probably isn't just Rolex watches. It could be other watches. The highest, talking about Roadshow, the highest valued watch I saw on Roadshow, appraised at something over $3 million for a Patek Philippe. I have worked on those watches, and that just sent a chill over me as I said that. Sometimes you don't know. And then I've worked on things that had little commercial value, but so much sentimental value to the customer that I treated it just the same way and with just the same care. I like that business. You meet some really, really fine people. Sometimes they don't, you know, they come in and they're in a bad way. I had a cut a Virginia Military Academy ring off of a fellow's finger one time, and I would have rather I'd rather pull teeth. I tell you, that was just so awful. I had the right tools. He first went to the place where he had his watch batteries changed. Why he thought that was, you know, and then they sent him to an emergency room. The emergency room sent him to me because I had the right tool, you know. And I should have had that man sign a waiver because he wound up suing us for the emotional distress. He came in with this thing on his finger, and it was blue. His finger was blue, nearly black, with, you know, constriction. I got it off his finger. It probably saved his finger. And it was thrown out of court, but just amazing. Oh, this watch, this Rolex Explorer from the 60s, worth $25,000. And so that's the kind of thing, you know. I enjoyed that video. I had subscribed to it, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And this fella's he's just so excellent. The setup, like I said, to set up every shot in such a way that you can see that watch come apart, and all of the care he takes, the delicate work that it takes to take a watch apart of any value. And this had some internal rust because, as I said, it wasn't, the crown wasn't screwed down, and that'll let water in. He had to replace about 7 parts. Anyhow, it was an excellent day, and I don't want to leave here without saying thank you. Thank you for being here and bringing us all together and making it a good end of the day. Thank you, Gary. With that, I hope you have a good night's rest, and everybody, summer is coming. KK4JVQ, not clear.